The Leaving Cert, the highs and lows of the year, what it's like to be finished, what do students have planned for this summer and this coming September, and how does it feel to go back as a mature student to study and complete those all-important state exams? I went out and about in Donegal to find out.
I just can't wait to be done with the whole Leaving Cert system.
Ayrton, they say there's life after the Leaving Cert. Now you're finished. Is that the case?
I think so, definitely. I have a lot of plans for the summer. Hopefully they all come to fruition. And hopefully now come August, next year will also be successful and fun as well.
What do you plan to do?
I want to do Commerce and French in UCD. Hopefully now I get my first choice now, but something along the lines of business and a language somewhere.
And how do you feel about moving away from home for the very first time?
It is nerve-wracking, but I think it's exciting as well. Like, it's kind of the next step in life, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, Rachel, now that you've finished the exams, have you any advice for incoming Leaving Certs?
Oh yeah, definitely. Starting fifth year, do not leave it to sixth year. It is, it's a world of pain if you don't have it, you know, sorted and ready for yourself. I mean, work from fifth year steadily. Don't be going mad at it. Nice and steady, and you'll have it all sorted for come June then.
Sam, what are your plans for September? I hear they're quite different from the norm.
I will be attending the University of Notre Dame over in Indiana. I'm flying over on August 14th, and I'm going to study, I hope to study computer science and aerospace engineering.
Some people say that moving away from home is quite daunting, but that's sometimes students that maybe might go to Dublin or Galway or going to America. How does that feel?
I'm really, really excited. I'm sure I'll miss home whenever I leave, but as for now, I went over in March and I saw the place, and I'm so excited to get started and to just experience a whole new world. There are no nerves yet. Maybe as we get closer to the time, I'll start to feel them, but so far it's just excitement.
The actual course content, it is challenging to do and revise and everything, but it's actually the physical strain it has on you. Like, I remember doing the exams, and it was late nights, early mornings, and you're constantly tired. So I'd say if I was to do it again, I'd probably try and calm myself a little bit more and to try to take little bits at a time instead of doing an overload towards the end, probably. It was just to kind of need more sleep. That's one thing I'd do again if I had to do the Leaving Cert.
Tatiana, you're one of the few who finished their Leaving Cert quite late. You did religion. Are you going to use that further down the line?
I think it's really useful because it's so fast. It will teach you so much all about the world and old cultures and ancient cultures. You go from philosophy to finding meaning in life to cults and things that are really up to date now. And it's really good because the world is becoming so much more diverse. You can really understand the cultures and the religions of the people that surround you. And it's just really good for tolerance and all that.
And where are you planning to go, all going well, in September?
I would love to go to Trinity. I'd love to do European studies and study politics and languages. I'd like to do French and possibly Russian or Spanish, hopefully.
So, Caoimhe, from living in Dunfanaghy for most of your life, how is this going to compare to the Big Smoke in Dublin?
I suppose Dublin definitely would be a lot more diverse than Dunfanaghy. A lot more tourists would be, well, both, I suppose, Dunfanaghy and Dublin would both be large tourist locations. But definitely, I think Dublin, it'll take a lot of getting used to, a lot more people, and yeah, it'll just take time.
If it all goes well, I want to go to Galway and study a joint honours degree in arts. I'm not sure what subjects yet, probably Spanish and business.
And what do you hope to do with that degree?
Not entirely sure. I find it quite hard to decide, so I'm just kind of going for something general and see what happens.
How do you think Galway will fare in comparison to Buncrana?
I think it'll be about 10 times better. My brother's in Galway anyway, so I've heard good reports about it.
I hope that afterwards I'll be doing maybe computer science. I've applied for places across the South and in the UCAS system, so hopefully I should get in somewhere. I haven't even thought of the summer yet. I'm sort of looking forward not to have this immense pressure placed on me anymore. The exams have been quite tough, especially the days where you'd have maybe two exams and having to be sat in an exam when you know there's like other people studying for the exam in the evening is extremely frustrating.
I am excited and nervous because I don't know if I will get my points, but hopefully if I do, it'll all go well.
And what did you think of doing the Leaving Cert? Was it very stressful and are you happy that it's over?
I'm very happy it's over. It was quite stressful for some exams, but because I have prepared for them, I find them to be all right.
Did you ever think that you'd get to the point where it was all over and that you wouldn't have the stress sitting over you?
No, and honestly, it felt like the year just dragged the whole time. Never thought I'd get to this stage.
And have you any plans for the summer now before you head off to college?
I hope to just spend the summer working and spend some time with my friends who won't be going to Galway next year.
Yeah, because that's kind of difficult as well. Whenever some of your friends are going to the likes of Dublin or different places and only a few of you, or even maybe yourself, are only going to Galway, will you find that tough?
Yeah, definitely. I spend every day almost with my friends, so it will be hard to adjust to not seeing them every day.
Yunan, first of all, tell us, why did you go back to do the Leaving Cert?
It was a challenge to start with. It came about through, I was doing the walk to Knock with Mary's Mills, and just walking along with a friend, and he'd just come off, he'd just finished the Leaving. And I decided this is for me, and I would sit down and register and went on it.
And we all know that the Leaving Cert year is very stressful. Did you find it stressful?
I did indeed. It was a tough 2 years, yeah. I didn't really realise what challenge I was letting myself in for, but a lot of ups and downs through it, but it was definitely a great challenge. I'd never done the Leaving Cert before, so it was a big challenge to go back into school again and do this on.
But you're happy that you did go back?
I'm actually chuffed that I really went back, yeah. Up at the school was fantastic. It's your attitude up there. Great teachers there, Mary, Joanne, Rosie, and Marion. The atmosphere was unbelievable. It's for a mature student to go on and do it, you know.
So results day will be in a couple of months' time. How are you hoping to do?
I think I've done okay. I'd be confident enough, yeah, that I've got through. I was happy enough with all the papers I received.
You said starting off that this was a challenge. Are you going to use your Leaving Cert for anything now? Or?
Well, I have it now anyway. Well, I should have it. Like, get that too, I suppose, maybe. Well, if I have a Leaving Cert, and at least if I only have it, and you can do something with it then, you know.
Is there a sense of relief now to be finished?
Definitely a big relief, yeah. It was a big 2 years. It's definitely a relief, definitely, yeah.
And what would you say to other people that might be possibly contemplating going back to do it like you were 2 years ago?
Definitely should take it on. Anybody that is not doing anything and feels that this would better them, just definitely do it. It actually is a short 2 years. Time flies in, and should do it, yeah, definitely.